in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
That said, good evening, and Flint Town Boys in the house. It is 5:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the July the 30th, the 30th day of July, 2026. Got one more day left in July for this year. That song is therapeutic. I often. When that song first came out in 97, I brought that album, like, man, the album could not have been Now, y'all gotta understand, I was a huge New Edition, I am a huge New Edition fan, and to hear Boyz II Men talk about how they're a branch under the New Edition family tree, and you know, Michael Bivins discovered them, they came up to Mike and sung, and the rest is history, and he ended up being a manager and kind of mentoring them into the industry. And so New Edition was my 80s group, and when New Edition broke up in the 90s, you know, because for most of the 90s, they did a little more solo than they did group. Boyz II Men was my 90s group. You know, they fell right in and picked up where New Edition left off at, and had their own style. They did more a cappella. And when that song came out back in 1997, my mother had talked me into coming out, you know, and it's a job she worked at, and she told me to come out there and sign up and come on out there and get that money, you know, come on out there and start working. And went out there, started working the first night. Oh man, stood up for like 8 to 10 hours. My back was killing me. My feet were killing me. My fingers were killing me because of the job we did. And he said, "Flint, you know what, brother?" She said, "Flint," she said, "I tell you what," because I was about to quit that next day. I was like, "I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm going back to sitting on my ass, not doing anything." And she said, "You know what, Flint, give it a week. Give it a week." And see how you feel about it. Give it a week. You know, finish this week out and tell me how you feel at the end of this week going into next week. Bam. I don't know if that was a Sunday night going into Monday morning when we went in. I don't know when I went in, what day it was. I cannot remember the exact day. But you know what? By the time the week ended, I had forgot all about that night and had, you know, got myself into the mood that it's going to take some time to get used to standing on your feet for 8 or 10 hours, almost in one spot, for the most part, except for when you go on your breaks and your lunches. On your lunch, you got a lunch break, and then I think you get about maybe one or two more 15-minute breaks. By the end of the week, as we hit the weekend and was ready to go into the next week, I said, "Okay, you know, I could do that. It ain't gonna kill me." And so I came back the next week, and needless to say, I stayed for the whole season. You know, we ended up back up there like 3 years later. You know, I knew what to expect then, though. But yeah, that's it. You know, I'm making money. You know, I'm gonna master this job. You know, but the older I got, the more I go into, like, the older I've gotten, I take the first week and try to master everything that's basically gonna be critical in me keeping that job. My older self. Get everything down. It's gonna be very critical to you keeping that job. Master it the first week. That way, when you come back in the next week and after that, you know, the thing is, get it down pat. Now, repetition, you know, it comes experience. So the more you do it, you might start out real slow, just learn how to do it. But then once you learn how to do it, you can pick your speed up. So it's like get in there that first week, master that job. Everything that's essential with you keeping that job, learn, you know. And that way, you can keep your job. Mm-hmm. The thing is, just learn how to do the main things. And then from there, just, you know, add your speed and your and become more thorough at what you do. You should be able to keep that job. So, just thinking of my mom. I think I put on here, on another audio video diary, another podcast that for those of you who don't know, I lost my mother in May. I still remember, you know what, never mind. We're going to think of happier days. But before she departed, I did tell her that I love her. I told her that when she was, you know, I don't know at that point in time, she might have been, I don't know if she could understand me at that point, but she still could understand me when I told her before that I love you. Thanks for everything you ever did for us. And I know you said always put God first. And she raised us in the church. And so I will see you again. I don't know how long it's going to take. But I want her to be at those pearly gates waiting for me when I get there. Like me and my two brothers, we will see you again. Real peach ice cream? Hold on. Oh, that look good. It's called America's Taste Kitchen. That looks so good. Ooh, peach ice cream. Ooh.
Peach ice cream was the first ice cream I ever made as a kid, and I can tell. It was disappointing because peach ice cream is actually hard to make. Most peach ice cream is, in fact, the pits, which is why Morgan's here. She's going to show us a peach ice cream that actually tastes like peaches. How about that?
Yeah, so peach ice cream is one of those things that definitely sounds amazing in theory, but peaches are packed with water, which is the enemy of ice cream.
True.
Like, water turns into ice crystals,
sure.
So you aren't as prone to getting a nice, smooth, creamy ice cream. So I really wanted a peach ice cream that packed in a peach flavor, and then you do have to treat the peaches with a little care. So I have a pound and a half of peaches total. I'm going to peel this one and cut it up. It's a very good sign when my cutting board is this juicy. You do want to use really nice, ripe peaches. You can actually even do this with frozen peaches if you want. As flavorful as your peaches, it's going to play into how flavorful.
You know, I love peaches and plums.
It looks like you can use either plain stone or free stone. That doesn't matter because you're going to cut it up.
Exactly. You're going for about half-inch pieces, just because we want to macerate these, and I want a lot of surface area, but you don't have to be super careful. And then to this, I'm going to add a half cup of sugar, and
not
a half teaspoon of lemon juice, just because the nice little tang enhances peaches, and a pinch of salt, not too much salt. And I'm going to toss this.
These people don't have no soul at all. They talk through their noses.
I'll know they're ready when they've released about a half cup of liquid.
Half cup of liquid?
The peaches have transformed in that last
time. Is that fresh liquid's
in here now. And this is packed with flavor. You don't want to get rid of it. But if I just turn this into ice cream as is, we have a little bit of an icy mess.
Mm.
We want the creamiest peach ice cream we can have. So I am just going to strain out as much of this as I can. Again, it's all about controlling the moisture. We're incorporating peaches a lot of different ways in this ice cream, and this is one of them. I'm looking for about a half cup. So I'm adding it to a small saucepan. I'm going to cook it down. When I cook it over medium heat, And I'm going to let this go until it's thick and syrupy. So I'm going to cook off a lot of the water from this and really just
you get that. You get that basically when you get the can of peaches.
218 to 220 degrees.
Pop a can of peaches. Yeah.
So we're looking between 218 and 220. All right, 218. Now I'm just gonna pour this right in here. This could be the base of the ice cream.
Mm. You can be anything on it.
Not just vanilla. No, we're not doing a sweet cream.
The new Intuit business credit card with no annual fee saves you more.
It's bullshit again.
You 2% unlimited cash back on everyday purchases.
I mean, it's just all day, every day bullshit, man.
Apply today.
Like people get on the internet. Ooh, I want you to market to me. Try to sell something to me. See that shit, man.
Peach and every bite. Peach and every bite. Speaking of peach and every bite, I have these peaches that macerated earlier and we strained off. I'm going to take these and I'm going to blend these into a nice puree that is going to go
into the
ice cream as well. Because we took off a lot of liquid, they're not going to make too icy of an ice cream. Like we've controlled for a lot of that. So I'm just going to blend this for about a minute until it's nice and smooth, okay?
Like the best looking peach smoothie?
I would be very happy with that. Alright, so I'm gonna set aside a half cup of this for later. And the rest of this is going right in with that peach concentrate. I really want a fresh peach flavor with this ice cream. And that fresh peach is gonna carry that flavor. And you want it to taste like you're biting into a peach. So you did say you made ice cream before.
Yes.
I'm picturing like a little girl Bridget making peach ice cream.
Yes, it was disastrous.
I'm sure it's very adorable. But this doesn't look exactly like your typical ice cream base. I mean, typically there's eggs in there.
Yeah, the custard base.
Yeah. When I made an egg-based custard, it actually pulled away from the peach flavor. Like, it tasted more custardy, which is good, but not for peach ice cream.
Right. Okay.
So, here I have a cup and a half of half and half. Again, not as rich as heavy cream because I don't want that fat to compete with the peach flavor. And then I'm pulling in some fat with 3/4 cup of sour cream. Now, sour cream has a nice tang, so it's kind of doing the same work that something like lemon juice would do in a peach pie. It's going to enhance the peach rather than pull away from it. I have 2/3 cup of sugar and 1/3 cup of corn syrup. The corn syrup's just going to keep the ice cream really
soft. I'm thinking about getting an ice cream maker.
Oh, viewers, that
here we go again.
Artificial general intelligence was already bringing massive change to society and disrupting industries around the world. And to take advantage,
I don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
It prevents more ice crystals. Like if you think about putting vodka in your freezer, it never freezes.
True.
Same concept with ice cream. All I'm going to do is give this a nice whisk, get everything really incorporated. So I'm just going to cover this, pop this in the fridge until it hits about 40 degrees. It'll take about 4 hours, okay? We have our peach base. We're going to pack in even more peach flavor with the swirl. I set aside some of this peach puree earlier.
Right.
And it's going to be beautiful throughout the ice cream.
Oh, come on.
So I'm going to take this half cup we set aside, and I'm going to cook it down. There's some technique to getting the right ripple. So you want something that actually eats like a caramelized texture once it's frozen.
Right.
It's almost 90 degrees out.
Because it's frozen. So we are using some of the same ideas that you would for making a caramel. So I'm adding in half cup sugar. And
86. It's holding at 86.
But I'm going to cook this down. I'm aiming for 218 to 220 degrees. So that's my magic number. You get that nice texture for the peach ripple.
All right.
I'm cooking over medium heat. I'm going to bring it to a boil. And that'll take anywhere from 6 to 8 minutes to get to that right temperature and texture. And while it's been cooking, I've been stirring and scraping the bottom. This can get really sticky. You don't want any burnt peach bits on the bottom.
Definitely not.
All right. Let's see where we're at. All right. 218. I'm going to pour it out of here. I'm going to let this cool off a little bit at room temp, and then I'm going to pop it in the fridge until we're ready to churn. Okay, Bridget, it's time to churn. I froze these both overnight, both the base and the paddle.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, I want it nice and cold. I have the base. It's nice and cool. It's 40 degrees. Let's get this churning. All right, let's get it in here.
Oh, it's a good color for peach ice cream.
I need my mint ice cream to be green.
Yes.
I need my peach ice cream to be peach.
To be pesh.
Yeah.
Paddle in.
She got the old school. Well, see, that ice cream, she got like the scoop. You know, hard ice cream. See, the machine I'm getting is going to be like for smoothies and soft serve. This is fucking ridiculous, man.
product reviews, and step-by-step...
Just commercial on top of fucking commercial, man.
...search by ingredients, set dietary preferences, and save your favorite recipes. For those looking to level up, our newest feature, ATK Classes, offers more in-depth instruction led by ATK experts, so you can gain greater confidence in the kitchen. Start your free trial by visiting the App Store or going to americastestkitchen.com/YouTube today.
Just morning.
All right, it's been 25 minutes.
Ooh, that look good.
That looks like soft serve to me.
Yeah.
So, there's a little technique behind rippling an ice cream. So, here I'm going to take about a third of this base and stick it in a loaf pan.
It looks like it's soft serve, though.
Layer.
Yeah.
It does not have to be perfect because it's all going to be swirled in the end.
Right.
It's about a third.
Okay.
Again, just eyeballing it. And then I've got my ripple. It's actually gotten a little bit thicker since we were cooking it, but now it's like, what, a little thicker than honey or something?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take about a third of this, and then I'm going to do just a little drizzle. Again, this does not have to be perfect, but you don't want to just like glob it all totally down in one spot, because we're going to eventually swirl it in here. So grab that first ripple. All
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm using a loaf pan here. A loaf pan is really great for freezing ice cream because it has so much surface area. Like if you use one of those quart containers, they look pretty, but they're a little taller.
And then hardly any on the top.
Exactly, hardly any on the top. The goal here is to freeze it really quickly. When you freeze it quickly, you avoid more ice crystals. You've got a nice even layer here. And the last bit of the heat's ripple.
Mm.
And then just trying to get a relatively even drizzle over top. I have a skewer. And I'm just going in, and I'm actually doing these sort of rough zigzags and swirls.
Almost like you're folding.
Exactly, but with a skewer. And I'm trying to go all the way to the bottom of the pan. Make this, like, beautiful, almost tie-dye of peach ripple.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm like, I think I'm not going to over-swirl, because you don't want the ripple to actually, like, start mixing into the ice cream. Now, I'm going to cover this with plastic. I'm going to freeze it until it's nice and firm, which will take at least 2 hours.
Okay.
All right, so it's been 2 hours. Ice cream's nice and cold. It's frozen.
It's now ice cream.
It is now initially ice cream. All right. How many scoops can I count you for?
They call me Jimmy Two Scoops.
Jimmy Two Scoops. I like that.
They look good. Oh, my God. Oh.
I know.
Wow.
I know. And it's like little...
That looks delicious, man.
...ripple throughout your ice cream. In the moment of truth. Are we peachy enough?
I know you're already peachy enough.
Aw. Getting a bite with some ripple and some ice cream.
Mm-mm.
That's a big peach.
It's like as big as the peaches in Georgia.
Oh my goodness. Bam. That swirl is just super concentrated peach flavor.
No.
But fresh. For full episodes of your favorite cooking shows, head over to ATK's Full Episodes channel on YouTube.
Yeah, guys, just going through some therapy. Boys to men, mama. Remember the one song, I Love My Mama? Sadie's. What's the name of them had a song about mama too? Remember the Temptations? Paul Williams. Although I don't think that was about, well, it was about mama. Yeah. Got that somewhere in there. As you know, I on the 8th, as David would say, his whole world ended. My whole world ended as I knew it on the 8th. And, you know, from the 8th to the 17th, I had some problems. But since the 17th, I've been good to go, y'all. Let's see what the 17th was. Yeah. About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep, I had to take care of some business today, and got some business to take care of next week. I'm getting all these bills, man. But I've been chillaxing, though, for 22 days, you know. So, yeah, 22-day chillax. Yeah. I had my little lunch, which was a TV dinner. That wasn't enough. I swear to God. All right, y'all. Just checking back in, man. Just kind of mourning, man. My own little way. I've been doing surprisingly good, but, you know, I've had my days where it's gotten to me, but I'm surprisingly been doing good, man. Reconnecting with a lot of family that I hadn't talked to, hadn't been around in a while. You know, some of them I might call today, you know. Gotta get your health in order and stay on top of it, man. Without your health, you don't have no wealth without your health, man. Little Town Boy, love y'all. And so I'm about to get on up out of here, and I'm going to leave y'all with this one. Since I came in with that one, I'm going to leave y'all with this one. This is me too right now.
I love to
Deuces.